kolmiyhteisen Jumalan.
In the name of the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Rakkaat veljet ja sisaret.
Dear brothers and sisters, here in the tent, there outside, there who are working at activities, and you are listening remotely around the world. We have been able to enjoy of the great summer services of the nation of God. God has richly blessed our celebration. God has, through His Word, broken that bread of life onto the hungry souls, and He has refreshed our dry hearts with His grace, moisture. Our hearts are filled with a mind of thankfulness. Of how God has protected and blessed this moment. We have been able to experience during these services God's great protection. We are thankful for this from Him. We thank those who have rented us this field, the owners of this land, of the administration, authorities, all of those who are cooperated, we have cooperated with, of their work and their flexible cooperation. It is important that when such a great event takes place, that the cooperation is efficient and flexible with the various groups. We have especially been able to experience this. And we wish to thank the locals for their patience. Which is essential when such an event brings those challenges to the environment. We cannot be but thankful. That we have been able to even use those locals to help us. And they have been very positive, and even in our discussions to our functions here. We thank the central organization for their support, which is using their experience and their help has been of great importance. We wish to thank all of you who have taken part in the work and the duties, and those who have given that possibility there at home, that the other has had the possibility to carry out important work. We thank those who have prayed on our behalf to the Heavenly Father, we who have carried out the work. Thank you, dear service guest, who has come here to the services. You who listen remotely. It is useless to arrange services if there are no listeners. We give thanks that there has been an abundant number of guests attending. Each of us can experience, as the motto is, Lord, it is good for us to be here.
Jumalan sanan kuulossa.
In the hearing of God's word.
Joka vahvistaa meidän uskoa.
Which strengthens our faith.
Ja puheen johdanto sanoiksi.
And there's introduction for the sermon. I ask to read from the written word of the Holy Word of God, which is found in the second chapter, in the 36th chapter, second book of Moses, and there, verse 2. The words are in Jesus' name.
Ja Mooses kutsui Betsaleelin ja Oholiabin.
Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person
Herra oli tahdon antanut,
in whose heart the Lord had put
jotka mielellänsä
wisdom, even everyone
ja menivät sitä työtä tekemään,
whose heart stirred him to volunteer to do the work. Amen.
Tämä kohta liittyy siihen, kun
this Bible text is related to
taipaleella Jumalan there, majan rakennusta
that journey in the wilderness
valmistamaan.
When they began to prepare the sanctuary of God,
ja
or God's
siellä,
tabernacle.
Niin kuin me muistamme, he olivat olleet suuren vaivan alla.
Remember how they had been under great hardship.
Heidät viemään siihen maahan, jonka
and Moses was called to bring them to that land which God had promised them.
Abrahamille.
Had promised unto Abraham.
Mooses kuljetti heitä ja niin kuin me kaikki tiedämme ja
and Moses led them, as we all know, as it has often been spoken of, how they had hard times and the people rebelled. And Moses received the tablets of the law. And when he returned, he noticed that the nation had fallen and begun to serve false gods, false idols, that golden calf.
Mooses sai sitten, kun hän löi ne ensimmäiset taulut.
And so Moses cast the first tablets, and they broke. And so Moses was commanded to yet again rise up onto the mountain to get the tablets of the law. And we will not delve into this subject.
Vaikka mulle kyllä sanottiin, että nyt ei liikennevalo pelaa, että saa puhua niin paljon kuin jaksaa.
And I was told that there is no time limit now in this speaking turn, that you can speak as long as God will give you the words.
Venyttämään sillä lipun laskijat jo kävi tuossa kyselemässä.
But I will not stretch this sermon. For the those who are taking the flags down, we're asking already the how long will it take. But let us return to the matter. God desired that God would speak unto the people through Moses.
And
God revealed his will. Moses prayed unto God that God would be merciful to the nation. And we know that God is long-suffering and patient and desires have to have mercy on a sin-fallen man, as it is in our times, as we have experienced here,
that
the call of God's word can echo around the world. And God desires to call even that lost one to his kingdom. And when we have organized this service happening,
siellä ruvettiin rakentamaan sitä.
It is the same as in this text, when they began to build that tabernacle,
Mooseksen kautta ilmoitti,
that through Moses,
niin
God made his, revealed his will. If we had read previously to this text portion,
joille Herra oli antanut taidon ja ymmärryksen
to every skilled person in whom the Lord has put skill and ability to know how to do all the work for the service of the sanctuary, or to do the work according to all that the Lord has commanded. It was God's will.
Jumalan lapsia työhön.
And Moses called the children of God to do the work, even in the same way. It has been a long journey for us. It's been a long journey for us who have organized these services. 4 years. It is God's will. God has called us through his kingdom to do this work. As it is in his Bible text, that God called through Moses. God's desire was that Moses would call. And it is the same here, that God's congregation calls us to this work to serve. And we have been able to serve God's name.
Tuuli käänti tuo sivunkin tuosta Raamatusta. No niin, nyt löytyy. Se on Herra käskenyt meitäkin. Jumalan tahtoa olemme saaneet täällä toteutua.
The Lord has called us and that we have fulfilled God's will here. And as it says in this text, Bezalel and Oholiab were summoned, and every skilled person, or it says that every wise-hearted man in the old translation, but it means there are also many sisters and brothers at work, into whom the Lord, in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, that God has put that skill into each of our hearts. Each child of God has those gifts to do the work of the kingdom of God. And all those who are willingly do the work. Is it not so, beloved children of God, that we are not forced to this work? And you, dear listener, you are not forced to listen to the proclamation of God's word. No. But that God has given into our hearts the skills and the gifts that we desire to serve God's congregation. And God has given us the willingness in our hearts to hear God's word, which strengthens our weak faith. It is God's work.
Vaikka se monesti on tässä pitkässä työssä ollut, että sitä joutuu sieltä.
And we have experienced, even though it may be after a long period of time, and that we would have to sometimes even during the everyday life to do the work. This work gives us more strength and new friends and extra support and security. As it says here, those who willingly offer themselves to do God's work.
Tässä sitten, jos olisimme vielä eteenpäinkin lukeneet, niin täällä sanotaan, että
if we had read ahead, it would say in this way.
Ja he ottivat Moosekselta niin kuin kaikki
naiset,
jotka Israelin lapset toivat pyhäin palveluksi.
Of Moses, all the offering which the children of Israel had brought for the work of the service of the sanctuary. They're the children of God. Gave their own gifts to the work of the kingdom of God. Even the desire in our hearts, if God so wills, then next year also summer service would be organized and they would have the desire of the heart to give their gifts to the proclamation of God's word. that word that would strengthen those who have believed, and above all, that God's word can yet call those who are on the outside of God's kingdom. There are many of our beloved who are there, and we pray that God would give them the holy grace of repentance.
Sitten tässä oli vielä sanottu, että
and it continues here.
He toivat joka aamu hyvän mielisenä lahjansa hänelle.
They brought for the work of the service of sanctuary, they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning. Have you, dear listener of this word,
kun sinä Jumalan valtakunnan työssä olet mukana,
that when you are doing the work of God's kingdom, they're at your beloved home Zion, doing different tasks, and you desire from your heart with those gifts that God has through his great grace given to you. Do you feel, as it says here, they brought yet unto him free offerings every morning? It is so quite often, even there in the midst of the home Zion. It may feel that one does not have such a willing mind to carry out the services of God's kingdom. But it is not based on it that it is a desire of your heart, but because we are of two portions, that our corrupted portion, its main task, together with the enemy of souls and this world, to tire the child of God so that he or she would deny their faith. But our desire, our will is that we would do the work of God's kingdom there at our beloved home Zion, and even as it is at these larger gatherings, that we have been able to do from God's grace. Our hearts are filled with a mind of thankfulness. And I believe that all of those who have been involved in this organizational work, that they have that same feeling, that our hearts are filled with a mind of thankfulness. I believe that you, dear listener of the word here, you have the same thoughts, that our hearts are filled with a mind of thankfulness when God has been able to proclaim his word and to strengthen faith, and as well there far away, listening remotely, where, brother and sister, you are listening, perhaps in the midst of many difficulties, perhaps crushed by illness, perhaps in the midst of financial difficulties, and many, and with many other obstacles, you are listening to the beautiful singing of God's people, of that living gospel, a proclamation of it in God's nation. And you feel that the Almighty God is in the midst of his own, as he has promised. He strengthens our faith with the word of the gospel.
Niin se on vielä tässäkin hetkessä.
And yet it is yet so this at this moment that God wishes to break that bread, you, dear travel companion, that portion that God Himself knows. Is it not an amazing matter? Even though for many days it has been proclaimed, and when the time to serve comes, and it feels that for 4 days and for many times a day, that is there anything yet to say? But it is God's power, and His grace is so amazing that God gives that need and that portion that He alone knows. And for that reason, you, dear travel companion, beloved companion, here in the tent and there outside, and even there in the midst of your work pressures, if you are listening, and there who are listening remotely, God's grace gospel is yet for you to own unto your own heart through faith. You can uplift and believe your own sins forgiven in the Lord Jesus' name and precious blood. And as it is said, unto peace, freedom and joy. And as we continue in this faith, we do know we will attain, as it has often been spoken here, we will reach those services where there is no concluding words and there is no concluding prayer ever. We can remain believing securely and journeying in faith, trusting that God is with us to the very end and will take us one day to the dear brothers and sisters.
Saanko minäkin uskoa omat anteeksi?
Can I also believe my own sins forgiven? In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven.
Näin minä tahdon uskoa yhdessä Jumalan kansan kanssa.
I desire to believe together with God's own. And we say, in Jesus' name, amen. Let us give thanks and pray.
Rakas taivaallinen Isä,
dear Heavenly Father,
kiitämme sinua suojeluksesta.
We thank you for your protection, your guidance that we have been able to experience.
Sinua siitä, että sinä olet
we thank you that through your Spirit you have been clearly proclaiming your word, so that it would strengthen the faith of believers, and it yet calls those inside your kingdom, into your kingdom. We pray that you would bless the coming dismantling work, that you would bless our journey to our homes. Your will be done in everything, in all things that we do. Lord, bless and help us, and protect us in dangers, and through your grace, shine your countenance upon us. Lift up your countenance upon us and give us your peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory and thankfulness and thanks. Amen.